This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. At Fort Carson in Colorado, it's an Army tradition that before soldiers go overseas, there's a ceremony. Like the recent deployment ceremony for the Army's 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. Among the soldiers was Captain David Rosal. He's headed back to Iraq, probably this weekend, and that is significant because Rosal is the Army's first amputee from a wound suffered in Iraq to go back. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
In the past, it's been rare for soldiers with amputations to go back to war. Captain Rosal knows he's going back both as a fighter and as a role model, first for the soldiers under his command.
To go back and do the same hardships as them as an amputee, that gives them zero opportunity to complain.
And as a model for other troops with amputations.
I'm breaking the ice for them. I don't want to be the anomaly. I want to be the first to go back, but I don't want to be the last.
In June of 2003, an anti-tank mine destroyed part of Rosal's right foot and leg. At Walter Reed Army Hospital in Washington, he met other amputees. Most had more extensive injuries. But like him, many wanted to go back to Iraq.
That's something that we as an Army and we as a country are going to have to start dealing with, is these over 200 soldiers that are amputees or severely injured that want to find ways to continue to serve their country. And it may not always be back in harm's way, or we may need to find other things for these folks to do as long as they can meet the requirements to still serve on active duty.
This is a big deal. This is a big deal. So him going back, right? That's a good step for him as an individual, right? Sort of like a small step for man, giant leap for mankind, right? It's a great leap for the Army.
Colonel Robert Woods is in charge of personnel policy for the Army. He says in the past, only a few amputees were allowed to stay on active duty.
We've had senior leaders of the Army that have had prosthetic devices, as you know, but this is now someone who's going to be down at the company level, leading soldiers and going forth, and so it's a good thing overall.
Better prosthetic arms and legs allow wounded soldiers to do more and to expect more. As a result, Wood says the Army is changing the way it looks at disabled soldiers.
It's part of our transformation, quite frankly. If you ask anyone that's been around for quite a while, you know, they will tell you that certain type of wounds, that was someone's, to use a phrase, that's someone's ticket home. That's not the case anymore. You know, now we're going to offer and we're going to ask, hey, would you like to stay on active duty? You know, would you like to continue to serve as a soldier? Now, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be doing the exact same thing they did before, okay? But we'll work, right, within the needs of the Army to find something that they can do, something they want to do, where they can continue to serve as a soldier.
Veterans groups say it's too early to judge the Army's follow-through. The Army is facing recruiting problems. It can't afford to lose highly trained soldiers who can help out. Still, 95% with amputations are choosing medical retirement. Only Rosal and 7 others have asked to stay in the Army. All have been approved. Rosal had some advantages. Other amputees suffered more extensive injuries, and he was always a competitive athlete in peak condition. After his injury, he trained even harder. Back at Fort Carson at the deployment ceremony, he explained.
You know, I've spent a lot of time preparing myself physically through doing triathlons and mountain climbing and bike racing and that kind of stuff doesn't seem very military, but at the same time, that's the physical conditioning that I've done for myself in order to be better prepared to deal with the fatigue of war.
Before returning to Iraq, Rosal has been on tour to promote a memoir he wrote. He's taken time to teach other disabled soldiers to ski.
The units assembled today are from your left to right.
And at the deployment ceremony, with his wife and infant son watching, he stood in desert camouflage at the front of his squad.
Headquarters and headquarters troop, 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment, commanded by Captain David Rosal.
Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You can find an excerpt from Captain Rosal's book at NPR.org. Next week, as part of the Span of War series, we will look at the medical care injured troops receive when they return home.